The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Sitting around Gabe's kitchen table, there's four douchebags that happen to be named Juan, Gabe, Tim, and Doyle. This is episode 130 of Thinking Outside the Long Box, the fan interaction episode. Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, yeah, where is my princess tiara?
It's literally right next to you.
Super soft princess tiara.
It was my super soft birthday party.
Super soft live stream.
This is the super soft live stream. We've been live for 44 seconds.
I can't.
Now we're lagging.
Well, yeah, we're going to lag a little bit. There's nothing you can do about that.
Now we're lagging a lot.
I'm going to turn off my phone's Wi-Fi and hope that helps.
That's a really good idea. No, my phone's Wi-Fi is already off. It looks fine on here. Everybody check out my tiara. That is my tiara from my super soft birthday party that my kids threw me.
Super hard to find a tiara in Dwarf Giants.
Jesus Christ. Fucking morons. Is this really what we're going to talk about the entire time is me being a dwarf giant?
So like a giant-sized cell phone is more like a tablet?
Stop thinking about it. I just keep imagining it in a giant-sized world.
So stupid. You know that that's the stupidest shit ever,
no,
right?
Not.
Are we even going to explain it, or are we just going to talk about me being a dwarf giant?
No,
it
would be no good if we have to explain it. It'll ruin the joke.
Oh, man. Hello, viewers. Dom, Jerry, how are you guys doing tonight? We're just sitting here chatting about
dwarf
whatever
giantism.
Pop culture stuff you want to talk about. The three episodes that we just finished up that'll be coming out over the next couple weeks were about Bezcamp, which is a comic book coming out from Lions Forge. Our pop culture classic was Roadhouse, and of course we talked about
Roadhouse.
The Boys.
Yeah, Boys.
You're not going to be able to hear Roadhouse and not do the Family Guy thing.
I can't.
Roadhouse. Ghost.
Ghost.
So, yeah. So, what kind of stuff have you guys been doing, reading, watching, besides the last three episodes?
Nosferatu.
Mostly just normal-sized human things. Not so much dwarf giant things. I can't even begin to wonder what kind of struggles you deal with on a day-to-day basis. Not being able to reach the top shelf in your giant world, being a dwarf giant.
Shut up. So Jerry wants to say that I'm sitting here doing this thing instead of atoning for the sin of making a tag team Vanity Inc. lose their belts at the last New Era show. So one of my favorite tag teams...
Jerry, I don't like you.
Oh, whatever. Shut up. Jerry, I like you. Fuck Juan. So the New Era Wrestling, the show that I go to once a month, last month I had to miss it. And the tag team that my friend, who goes by Benjamin Cumberbatch, is on, that I root for and that I love, they had the belts. And the 1 month that I'm not there, they lose the belts. So I assume that it is 100% my fucking fault.
Probably.
It is.
Definitely has nothing to do with the writers.
Then they got hammered last night by OVE, and everybody was complaining about it. I was like, yeah, it makes sense.
Run over.
What's up, Chelsea?
Hey, Chelsea.
What up?
See, I've embraced it. I listened to the episode where Juan was like tearing my ass apart. I was like,
but I like agreed with you, but it's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah, you know,
fans were like, hey, you tell Gabe to shut the fuck up.
That's literally what Chelsea said.
If we had like 1,000 people watching, it would be obnoxious.
Love you,
Dom.
Well,
yeah.
But like 4 or 5.
Yeah, bro.
How many we got right now?
Five.
I'm down with that.
Make us look a little...
So
sad.
That's just right. I'm fine with looking sad.
For our fan interaction episode, please feel free to just shoot something in the comments. Anything that you're enjoying right now, anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about too.
Dom
you
said
really
it's
have
all
any
fake.
Questions to what it's what like to exist in a
wrestling.
Giant world as a dwarf giant? Please ask Gabe.
That's true. Gabe is a dwarf giant.
Yes.
Dwarf giant, big world.
Thank you, Jerry, for saying what I was going to say to Dom. Ashton has... arisen. He's not feeling super great. You should go hug your mom.
Close the door.
Really? Fucking Tim?
God,
really?
God damn it, Tim.
I didn't hear the Tim thing. I didn't hear the Tim
Doyle,
thing.
You were talking
damn
about
it.
you were talking about Nosferatu. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's about a vampire. He drives a car. Vampire car.
So no,
what's a vampire car?
Not David Martin.
It's a car that sucks the blood out of other fucking cars.
There are, in this world, I don't know if he's the only Well, he's definitely not the only vampire because he makes little kids into vampires. But there are people who are called creatives, and they all have different kinds of powers, and they all have a different thing that allows them to use their powers. So it's vastly
cool.
Different. So he has a very old car, and his car is like magical. And so he drives around and picks up what he considers mistreated children. And his definition of that is very light. It's like, are you having sex with a guy? Like if the parent is having sex with a guy and the child's at home, which I think happens to every child, their parents have sex. He's like, you know, that kid, that parent doesn't deserve to have the kids. He always gets a helper to help him out to kill the parents or to knock the parents out. He lures the kid into the car and takes them to Christmas Land. And the drive to Christmas Land, the children slowly turn into vampires, and he gets younger because he's a really old guy. Huh. So he'll grow young by the end of the ride, drop them off. All these kids live in Christmas Land forever. He does take them there. They do like it there. They play games like Scissors for the Drifter, where like he brings a regular human, and they all just shank him to death with scissors.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun.
Yeah. It's a creepy-ass game. The hero Show. Of the story, hero or heroines, I guess.
Heroine?
Is a girl who, whenever she takes her motorcycle to a certain spot, an old bridge that got torn down because it was unsafe appears, and the bridge takes her anywhere where there's something lost that she's trying to find. It has to be stationary, though. That's the thing. And then.
Is it a comic book or a show?
Show.
It's both.
It was a book.
It was
not
a book first.
I assume that,
and it was a comic book too.
Was it a comic?
So it's one of Joe Hill.
It was an
novels.
Old movie too, wasn't it?
No, it's a Joe Hill novel. And
I thought
Joe
so
Hill,
too, though. By the way,
I
Stephen King
was an old movie.
Well, Nosferatu is an old.
This is NOS.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. It's his license plate on his car. And so,
it's okay. This is the episode where outbursts are welcome.
There's a whole culture.
Dom said you're boring him right now.
Well, fuck you, Dom. I've had very little sleep, Dom.
Dom says that Absolute Carnage and House of X have been amazing. So that's kind of going back to what you were talking about.
I just got my books, so I'll start reading them. But House of X, which is my fault. I'm not blaming anyone. House of X, I've been following online the story. It seems super, super good.
Apparently I didn't say Jonah right Hill, Dom. I said Joe Hill. His name's Joe Hill. He's Stephen King's son.
He wrote Lock and Key,
didn't he? Yeah, he wrote Lock and Key.
Lock and Key's also up there in like my
That is
top
genuinely
10, top
one
15.
Of the best comic
so
books.
Good.
I cannot wait for the interview I did with Gabriel Rodriguez to come out. Like, it's really cool.
They're making a show, right?
Yes. And Jerry wanted to ask if you were the asshole that was sitting next to him during wrestling. Jerry, yes, he was.
Yeah, that's me. Lovable asshole that kept telling, was it EOA? No.
OVE.
Did you start a watch party again?
To go join the Black Parade.
I don't see that.
And that there were sales at Hot Topic.
It's not Jonah Hill. God damn it, Tom.
Literally because his codpiece is the bat wing coffin thing from Avenged Sevenfold.
It's pretty funny.
That's clearly a Hot Topic patch.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They have to put those costumes together on their own budget, man.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking it. It's just like it's fun to know where they accumulated said items for a costume.
Nice.
It does seem like in the show, too, that maybe the...
No. This is boring. Dom said so.
The creatives seem to come from like bad childhoods.
Fucking Dom. Sorry, go ahead.
I love
they
Jonah
seem
Hill.
To come from bad childhoods, is what I'm saying. Because her dad occasionally physically abuses her mom, you could tell. But her mom's also a piece of shit. Who talks shit to the guy constantly and just puts her daughter down constantly, making her so she can't believe in herself.
Ah, that sucks.
And then the black girl who helps her out, who's like another different kind of creative, she has a bag full of tiles from, what the fuck's that game? Scrabble.
Okay.
And whenever she reaches into the bag, like her whole arm disappears into this tiny ass Scrabble bag, and she pulls out Scrabble tiles and they spell a word, and that word leads you to like the next thing. That's her power.
That's pretty dope.
She's like a fucking adopted lesbian drug addict who does that shit. I was like, fuck, they just piled all the bullshit on her childhood. Adopted.
Yeah, that's rough.
Born to a super religious family. lesbian, drug addict. I'm just like, damn.
Sounds like my life.
Yeah.
Hashtag you're a lesbian?
Dwarf giant problems.
Have I ever told you guys my lesbian story? This is pretty awesome. No. So I went to college for a short amount of time before I dropped out of college because I'm terrible at things.
Like college adjacent? Like you had friends that went or you legitimately attended classes?
No, like I literally went to classes and stuff.
Okay. Okay?
So I'm in a humanities class, right? College. And we're talking about different stuff and sexuality and things like that. Right. And somebody was talking about being a lesbian. And because we live in Greeley, there was somebody that raised their hand and genuinely asked, what's a lesbian? Right. Because they just didn't know, because this is Greeley. No, root beer. That's root beer. This is Greeley like 10 still years ago. OK,
I'll have that cup.
So this lady explains that lesbians.
What's a Nubian?
Lesbians are people that love women sexually. And I just stood up in class and went, I'm a lesbian, and promptly got kicked out of class.
Nice. Cool story, bro.
You know, I bet Dom's going to tell me that was boring, too. That's root beer.
What did you need? This is why we don't.
Just grab it. Just grab whatever.
This is why we don't have more of your kind, because every time the Giants send one of you out, you just fuck up. You can't make an Arnold
Palmer. I have no idea what you were just
saying. Dom wants to know when the Jonah Hill interview is.
The Jonah Hill interview is whenever. Whenever you score us Jonah Hill as an interview, I'll interview him. That guy's actually funny as fuck.
Yeah, he is.
No, don't say hi to Dom. Dom's being a dickhead
right now. I have no problem with Dom.
Well, I have a problem with Dom because Dom keeps saying I said Jonah Hill when I said Joe Hill, goddammit.
It's just hard to hear because your vocal cords are so fucking dwarf giant-y, bro.
God damn it.
They vibrate on a different frequency.
I feel like this is a completely pointless episode right now.
It's not completely pointless.
Dom said, hi!
Nosferatu's a pretty good show, written by Stephen King's son, who also wrote Lock
Brent.
And Key.
Oh, I mean, Wally.
Lock and Key, by the way, you can get the trades for Lock
Jason
and Key,
Wells.
All of them, for like $50. That is not
How many
going,
are there?
Five? Is there five?
Five or six.
By the way, that is not going to stay that way.
Yeah, when TV show comes out.
Amazon, literally, you can get like a set for like $50. That TV show comes out. It's an amazing book. If it gets popular at all, it's going to be $100, $150.
If they manage to make that show anywhere close to as visually stunning as the comic book is, it will be unbelievably popular.
So I'm just my
Jonah
suggestion.
Hill loves tea.
Yeah, just my suggestion is to pick them up. I'm not sure the physical comics how much they run for.
I think they're pretty reasonable.
Some of them I don't have any.
They got to be hard to find, though, because they didn't have. So that's what's crazy. So this is something that I think is kind of new, is that.
What do you say?
Dom wants to talk about lesbians.
You talk about lesbians all you want, Dom.
Are there lesbians in the giant world?
Yeah. Yeah. They're big time lesos.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time.
Big time. Giant time.
Well, I mean, I feel like if I'm a dwarf giant, then I would fit into any giant vagina, I guess. I don't know. Like, am I really having to think this through?
Do you literally
right
just like walk into it and then
you're probably
just
larger.
Jerk off?
Hello.
You're probably larger than a dwarf baby. Like, dwarves aren't the same size as
that's
human
true
children.
You're right. You're right.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
That's true.
I imagine they'd be called like bush beaters or something. I can't imagine what a lesbian giant's called.
Good God.
What's up, Jason? Thanks for letting us watch Blade.
Yes, that we're very excited about. So our next,
we haven't done yet.
Our next, no, our next pop culture classic when that comes up will be Blade. So be sure to look out for that. We'll come out with our episode topics for the next few episodes here in a little bit too. We'll just post them to our Facebook page.
Indeed.
So here's something that I think is really interesting. So with
we need to explore the logistics of dwarf giant to vagina ratio.
I don't see that comment.
I don't
fucking see. Love.
Who was it?
It's fucking Bren.
What do you want?
So with The Walking Dead, I'm going to try to actually like make this coherent right now. With The Walking Dead was like an image book, which is like, while it's part of the Big Four, it is an independent comic book. So now we've seen, like, since then, we've seen Preacher come out, which has gotten massive critical acclaim.
It's his last season.
It's his last season, but it's been really popular. We've seen...
It would have more seasons if it ever got advertised.
We've seen The Boys come out, which is a Dynamite book. It's a great book. Show. Like, and admittedly, Preacher is a DC book, but it's, like, on Vertigo.
Yeah.
We've seen The Boys come out, which is a Dynamite book. We've seen Nosferatu come out, which was originally a novel and I think was an IDW book. Lock and Key is an IDW book. I think it's interesting that, like, television and movie production companies are starting to, like, really reach into, like, independent comic books to find plots. Like,
I think you're a lot freer than you are with the Superman.
A previous interviewee, Stranger Comics, their flagship comic title is going to be on HBO. Fucking what?
What? Niobe is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
HBO is working with Stranger Comics to bring that whole comic universe, Niobe and Untamed, I think is the other one, to a HBO series.
Oh, like, dude, that's
huge corporate money level showmaking.
Optioned.
Dude, yeah.
It's pretty interesting. That is true. Everything
except
is
Ragman. Like, I think Ragman remains in shelves only. That's
because Ragman is not a good comic book.
Ragman's like awesome.
It is not. Why do you like that book?
Because it's good.
No, it's not. It's like it's he's like an interesting character to me. Bad. Like
the new run's actually pretty great.
I haven't seen the new run. I only remember the newer-ish 80s run. Dude, the art on that comic is garbage.
I'll show you. I don't think you're thinking of the same book. Because the art's actually pretty solid.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of Ragman.
When it came out, it was definitely similar to other comics.
It's almost a feedback loop with Buffy. The Boom reboot is based entirely on the show's aesthetic.
That's true. I mean, but like a lot of those shows...
Come on, Doyle.
I
think you mean Tim.
Second generation dwarf giant.
It's not quite there.
When you think about it, though, like Buffy was a comic book created from a TV show as opposed to the other way around. Like, they're not looking...
I mean, it's no mystery to say that some of the best shit on TV is coming from comics and pop culture.
Absolutely.
So that was the movie, then the TV show, then the comic?
Absolutely, yeah.
I didn't know it went that order.
Then there's this, like the Firefly, the Serenity comics. Nice. Those are.
Oh yeah, that definitely came from the show. What happened now?
You are down with the dwarf giant thing. It's
we need shirts. Stupid. Hashtag dwarf giant.
That's gonna be spread upon your brand new workplace.
I'm actually gonna talk to you a little bit about shirts after we're done. Guys, cut it out.
Hey, you guys have dwarf giant powers.
It's all that dwarf, you know, it's all that giant anger, you know, and aggression. Second generation dwarf giant. It's like slowly petering out.
I think it's actually because Hannah went and spent the night at a bratty little kid's house last night. And so she's been kind of a bratty little kid all day.
Yeah, culture shock when you meet real people instead of just, you know, giant people. Bradley's it's crazy. Yeah. Can't hang with it.
Really, Doyle? Really, Doyle?
Am I the only one that's not going to open up the live stream?
I haven't opened it up.
I didn't mean to open it.
What's funny is I don't need to open it because I'm watching it on the computer.
Dom's going nuts now. Everyone here is fucked up.
I flipped
Dom open. Is just liking the shit out of it.
I just flipped open the phone and it just started.
Oh, man. So what kind of stuff have you been doing?
Nothing.
Like, I know. No, I mean, like, talk to us a little bit about what been you've been doing with the show.
That's it. I've been editing so much. We jumped right to San Diego like 3 weeks after Denver. And so I didn't have a lot of time to edit shit in between. And so now it's like real show Monday, San Diego Comic-Con, Denver Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. No, real show. And then in between, they kind of rotate.
Yeah.
And so we probably have enough content for probably another half a month still.
That's awesome.
So,
even for with like, all the back-to-back releases
yeah,
like we were talking
for
about
for, like,
earlier.
Every day. Like, I got a text message, like, on Tuesday or something like that. And it was like, thanks for taking care of social media stuff. We have enough content to put out an episode every day for 2 months. I was like, sweet. Dude.
Yeah, it's a lot like, of stuff.
It's cool, though. Like, it's good stuff. I should not put that right in front of Boyle's face. Ron's face is way better.
I don't have the dwarf giant head, so.
Yeah.
Dom says, "Hi, I'm Juan. I sell cars and kick ass.
Get some." I don't know what that
Cobra Kai. I've been watching Cobra Kai too. Show's pretty good.
I watched season one. I was pretty impressed.
Yeah. Didn't season two like just come out or something?
No, I think they're like on season three. Season
three, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think season three's come out yet.
I think it's coming out.
Yeah, season two has been out for like 3 or 4 months done. Now, I think. Yeah.
It's a good show. I'm only halfway through the second season. The episodes are super fast, like less than half an hour.
Right? Yeah.
They're like 20-minute episodes.
Yeah, 20,
they're
pretty quick. Minutes.
Because you can burn through it like the whole, like I think Alicia and I burned through the whole season like a day, like less than a day. Like we still had time to go do other shit.
How about you, Tim? What have you been into?
I've been playing a lot of old games lately. Like there's a website called GOG.com, Good Old Games, where they take like old retro ass games and port them over to like newer, higher powered computers. So like they have like Diablo 1. Which was never meant to run at, like, you know, 4K on, like, a massive computer. So otherwise you would be like, pew, 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 pew. So they kind of, like, build it into, like, an emulator that fakes old tech so that it'll run perfectly on new shit.
Nice.
And it's been super fun.
Hey! Woohoo!
I know, she's not used to normal people hands.
Just large giant hands.
But then Nintendo Switch also got, like, all of the original Doom games.
Brent says he loves GOG, by the way.
Fucking yeah. Brent's where I heard about it from.
And Dom was talking about it running at super speed.
Yeah. But Doom is on the Switch now, which is super fun, like, reliving a piece of childhood. Like, I used to have my dad start that game up because I was, like, 6 years old and didn't know command prompt. And now I can just be like, boop, boop, on the Switch.
Nice.
And it's like childhood all over again.
Today we played a ton of Mario Kart on the Switch, like kind of all day.
You popped my Mario Kart cherry. Thank you, guys.
You're that welcome. Is a weird
You
sentence.
Had a lot of fun.
I did.
Mario Kart is a blast. It is so that so so we have like this kind of problem in our house where that when the kids play Uno,
dwarf giantism.
It's a dwarf giant
don't
problem.
Want
yeah.
Talk about Uno.
See, we don't
It's your fault. You Oh my god, you're such a fucking cheater.
I don't fucking cheat.
Yes, you do. You always cheat. You always throw the reverse draw a million on me.
That's how you play the game.
Not on your mom, I feed you.
Juan, it's like Fight Club. The first two rules of dwarf giant households is you
do not talk about Uno.
Uno.
So Mel was kind of
super tired.
Mel was kind of
solitary in front of Uno.
Mel was kind of relaxing in the bedroom, and we were all out here playing Mario Kart. You are straight falling the fuck asleep.
Dude, wait. We should do what happened last night. Wake up!
It doesn't work.
Oh, Jesus.
Doyle's like, I've been away
so
for 48 hours.
Yeah.
But I work in a fucking factory. So, that's normal loud.
So we're in the living room playing Mario Kart. And, like, we're playing as a team. It's, like, Tim and me and Bailey and Sophia. We're working together as a team. And Bailey's so fucking competitive that
still
she's,
got
like,
ugly.
Attacking us so that she can take the lead. She's like, get the fuck out my way, bitch. Like, just going super aggro. And I go into the bedroom and Mel goes, are they playing Uno? Like,
all I hear is, you're supposed to be on my team!
That is correct, Devin. There are certain games that groups of friends should not play together.
Yeah, Uno does.
For those
ruin
who can't
families.
See it, it said he Uno ruins families.
And yeah. Chelsea said, "Sounds like my house." Which
I think she's just talking about the overall
the
environment.
The
of what's going on?
Woman
right now.
Or the
yeah.
You're a cheater.
Ashen's not a cheater.
Cheat.
I don't cheat like fucking Bailey does.
Well, yeah, Bailey's
the goddamn
tree,
like, you put that fucking card
down. Bailey will take a card that she doesn't like that you put down and she'll just throw it back at you. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing it. And I'm like, you have to. Your sister sucks.
Mel, rub his head again, says Christina Cagle.
It's weird.
That is.
Who's
Christina
that?
Cagle?
That's
I don't
my
know.
Sister.
Oh. I was like, I don't know who that is.
I'm the yeah. oldest.
Christina is my sister.
She didn't get the dwarf giantism gene?
No, she doesn't have dwarf giantism. God. So, let's be super clear. My sister
I fucking love
already
it. I don't
thinks
want this to
I'm
end.
A total fucking idiot. And she's going to think that you guys, by proxy of the fact that you're just here with me, are also total fucking idiots.
Well,
like,
now
it's
true.
Yeah.
Just explaining how it's not your fault.
I think she's dropping
idiot.
Hearts on the idiot comments.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Yeah.
just she should just be happy she didn't get dwarf giantism.
I know, because then she would. I don't.
Base 10 is a fight starter.
Yeah,
yeah.
Base 10 is awesome. I love Base 10. I've been playing that game in fucking forever.
Like, you know what game? You know what other game I like is what the stock one. It's called Pit. Yeah, I love playing Pit. Steve and I are like super competitive.
So basically, Gabe is Hagrid. Oh, also, she's so right.
My sister, I'm pretty sure that my sister wants all of us to fuck off, not just me, but she might just mean me.
So how's Buckbeak doing these days?
Oh God, fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Like, are you kidding me?
Harry Wizard.
Christina says I fit in the family, which is to say we're all a bunch of crazy human beings. True. Oh man.
You do fit in our family.
So I've been doing our Twitch stream every once in a while. If you want to find us on Twitch, you can go to Outside Longbox to do that.
So stupid. I love it.
You're a hairy wizard.
Hey, Spooky. Hey, Christina is watching. You
want to
say hi?
Say hi to her. Just wave at the camera. It's right there. The
camera's over here, sweetie.
Oh, man. Just Mel, I don't know what that was for.
So you're like a dwarf.
I don't know. Just Mel. Maybe you're not the weird one. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe she's the only one that fits in the family.
Well, you're like, too big, bro.
She's like, we're keeping giant Mel. Dwarfism. Fuck everybody else.
You're like literal fits in. I mean, yeah. Second generation dwarf giant, dude. They'll have kids and then they'll finally be normal sized people.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I just rubbed chili peppers in my eye right there.
You're going to regret that.
Yeah, I already do. So I've been on our Twitch stream a few times, not too many times yet. And then I've also given the credentials to Ashton. We're going to try to figure out letting him and his buddies play Siege on it so that we can get some more views. Well, you know what I mean. But
so my question to that is, aren't those people just not going to watch when we're not playing Siege?
What do you mean? So yeah, there's nothing on there right now. Like, I set it up so.
Oh fuck, we should have streamed today.
We should have streamed today.
I completely forgot about that.
I know. What
I'm saying though is, if he captures 10,000 people who watch him play Siege, won't those people be like, "What the fuck? I thought we were playing Siege on this Twitter channel or Twitch."
People do all sorts of stuff, yeah. And you mark it with like what you're playing or what you're talking about, and people choose what they do and don't want to watch.
Certain like, people do specialize, like they play like one game only,
or like they do the ASMR shit, well, like, which makes well, I mean, no we're not kind of like playing any sense. Games.
Brent Fisher,
I assume
there are people who don't like us. Games anymore.
No, well, like Brent, you're Brent not Fisher, one of our followers here. He his podcast.
No, I'm saying that it would it be weird if his giant following for games went and we were just doing this and they were like, what the fuck? I thought this channel was for games.
All kinds of Twitch channels now, people like drawing, painting.
Yeah.
Right there.
No, I know.
We could be a multi-person.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying is it's not weird. Like, if he transferred us to them, other people do the same thing. Like, it's not a weird thing.
Good games on Mario Kart.
Gave it to him.
Just with like 15-year-olds saying dwarf giant shit.
Yeah. It's going to be easier for your people to assimilate into regular culture, you know, as these things become more commonplace.
This is the stupidest joke. It's so good.
This way, bro, on your first day.
Well, we can't see regular giants because we don't know they exist.
Yeah.
I watched What the Bleep once. Science.
Dude, that fucking movie. I remember when that movie came out, people were like, dude, it just blew my mind, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I watched it, I was like, yeah, I mean, that's basic quantum physics, so...
Well, it's also, some of it's just basic bullshit.
Some of it's kind of bullshit.
Yeah. It's like they could fucking see the ships, dude.
Yeah.
They couldn't see the ships, they didn't know they were real. Yeah, they did.
Yeah. That's not how life works.
Someone tried to tell me once, too, that like we couldn't
speak too,
inside of our brain till like 100,000 years ago. I was like, yeah, but I think we could. Like, you'd talk to yourself.
Yeah.
We can only talk verbally. I'm like, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, right?
I've been, but anyway, on our Twitch channel, I've been playing Castlevania Symphony of the Night. And that's, dude, that game's fun as hell, man. I've gotten pretty far into it. I'm almost to the part where the castle flips upside down.
Hey, Derek, I think we're going to review Trigger Mortis, right? Isn't that the plan for one of the next episodes?
I'm not 100% sure.
Did we have the whole thing, or did we just have a sampling of the novel?
I think we just have a sample of it. I know we wrote the article about Trigger Mortis.
Right.
Be sure to go to our website, www.totlb.com, to find out more. We've been doing a ton more articles over the
Derek,
last few weeks.
Put your Kickstarter link down there.
Yeah, in the comments, please. Derek's running a Kickstarter for his...
Did you understand that? Was that giant speak?
Yes. He was saying, I'm a douche.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But his
we need the whole book. We need the whole book if we're going to review it.
Right. So his Kickstarter is about a book called Trigger Mortis. Oh, fuck it. Derek, you put a link in the comments to your Kickstarter. I would talk about it, but these guys are too busy.
I put it together.
Yeah, send me all kinds of art, Derek. Send us everything you got.
Yes, dude.
I do have a ton of the art.
Unless it's like a real gun, and don't do that. We don't need that.
What?
Trigger Mortis. It sounds like a...
Oh, gotcha. I'm with you.
Well, so it's a zombie western, is mm-hmm. what it is. And it looks like a ton of fun. Like, it's... And the art is fucking killer on it.
You sent me an email because
it was guns fighting zombies, but not western. That's pretty cool.
So I think you forwarded to me, and I've just been so busy that I haven't answered him. So yeah. I'm sorry, but I think we were planning on doing something.
Well,
so.
I did write an article, and I know. I mean, obviously, we're talking about it right now on the show, which is always awesome.
Coffin Bound. Never heard of it.
So there you go. There you go, Derek. Brent will buy your comic book.
So I actually was just reading about Coffin Bound today. It looks really cool. It's already gone into reprint. I was actually working on an article about it before I got caught up in my day. But Coffin Bound is going to reprint before it even gets its release date. Like, I don't think it comes out till next Wednesday. Let me look up this email really quick. I know that it has like some pretty... big names attached to it, if I can find it again.
Just came out from Image Comics.
Okay, so it came out this Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of behind on my emails is part of the problem.
It's those fucking dwarf giant eyes.
Farmhand got... Well, so here's a piece of news. Farmhand, the Gilroy comic, got optioned for television by AMC.
What the fuck are you going to make that dumb show?
Here we go.
He grows body
Farmhand.
Oh,
Coffin Bound is by Dan Waters, who did Lucifer, and an artist named Danny, who does 2000 AD and Girl with No Name. So it has some pretty big names attached
to it. A Girl with No Name?
That's a Legion
Girl
M.
with No Name, yeah.
That's a Legion M title.
M title.
Yeah. The art looks super cool on it. I'm pretty excited for it. It says, Cars, Guns, and Entropy. Coffin Bound follows Izzy Tyburn, who is... chased by an unstoppable killer and has decided that if the world won't have her in it, it can have nothing of her at all. She's retreading her life, leaving nothing but burned rubber, ash, and the sun-scorched bones of those who get in her way. So
Brent said the femme fatale anti-hero caught his eye.
Nice. I'm a huge sucker for that kind of book. Like, what's weird is, like, so I've talked about this on a few episodes where we don't where I don't think that like the spy lady movie works really
right.
well, but like the spy lady novel and the spy lady comic book do, I think, in a lot of ways.
No, that's right.
But you're gonna fall asleep on your way home.
No, once I get out of the cold air again, briskness.
You were asleep right there, just so you know.
I had my up. I saw you looking at me. You were talking about the femme fatale shit. How it doesn't translate well in the movie.
Good recap, though.
My mind consumes things even when I'm not awake.
Dude, you know who does that? You can ask Sophia will be, like, dead asleep, and you will be talking about something, and she will wake up and pick up into the conversation, and it's creepy as fuck.
Maybe she's a lucid dreamer.
I think she might be.
Maybe she was placed into your family to get rid of your dwarf giantism.
Jesus fucking Christ.
She's a hybrid dwarf giant.
All right, now we speak in your native language.
That's
You get all that?
No, because that's just you making bad noises.
That's what it sounds like when you talk sometimes. It's kind of awkward for all of us.
Brent says coffin.
It's weird.
Brent says it's very Sandman-y.
Oh, can we talk about how like fucking shitty Brightborn was?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, dude, yeah. That got so much
you
fucking
did get
interaction.
A lot of people like, oh, thank you for saving my money.
I thought it had a lot of good interaction from like hype from when it came out.
I mean, I was kind of excited to go see it. I was very upset to hear that it was bad.
Dude, not bad. Like, not watchable. Like, it's up there with just literally the turnaround. Oh, the turnaround is so sudden and so ridiculous that it just, you can't even stay with it.
Really?
Like, the kid is like, they love the kid. The kid's interacting normally. The kid's fucking evil. Like, out of no, like, killing the uncle that just gave him a rifle that he loved for his birthday, like, the day before. And just like murdering him relentlessly by picking up his truck, dropping it, watching his face split open on the fucking steering wheel and his chin's hanging off. He's just like playing in the blood. And I'm like, that doesn't fucking happen overnight.
Yeah.
Like,
there were no hallmarks like wetting the bed or killing small animals.
There is like a
playing video games.
Or the video.
Oh, video
all,
games.
All the things that make you violent. Yeah.
Essentially, his spaceship at night is talking to him, turning him evil.
I'm making a joke. I hate it, too.
It tells him to, like, take the world, and he starts just killing everything.
Ashton's already had a bad day, and I can see him seething at your joke comment. It's best.
He flipped me off. It was
yeah, it's just, like I said, like, the premise to me seems easy. It's just like, if Superman wanted to kill you, that would be scary. Like, how could it not be scary? You're dead.
Oh, so we watched.
Oh, hey, we're at the end of our time. I'm sorry, we'll have to go, everybody.
Was that real? No,
I couldn't. Don't fool the dwarf giant like that.
He's easily fooled.
So you watched a terrible movie.
Yeah, I watched some good ones too, but that one's bad.
Me and the kids watched this movie called Cooties. It has Rainn Wilson and.
Would you opposed to that? I thought you were talking about like a. Animated film or something.
No. Oh, my God.
I just didn't get involved.
It's got Rainn Wilson and
he said it was
Elijah
a movie.
Wood.
And then he's like, well, what is it? And I was like, it says it right up there.
It was fucking hilarious. Like,
so not a horror movie.
It's like Shaun of the Dead. It's like a zombie film, but it's like a comedy. And it's about teachers and all the kids get this zombie disease that makes them kind of 28 days later zombies. But what's great about it is that the adults can't get the disease. Like once you've gone past puberty, basically something about puberty inoculates you to it. So only children have it. And so the whole movie is just adults like blowing kids up and throwing kids across rooms and running over kids with cars, and it's fucking hilarious. I could see how it would be really offensive to some people, but
no, that sounds
holy shit, it was funny.
The best character in the movie is
kids shit.
The dude that plays Dwight from The Office.
Rainn Wilson, yeah.
Through the entire movie, he's just like this giant douchebag to the main character, and then by the end, he's like, oh yeah.
He's the coolest human alive. Yeah, it's awesome. You know, if you sit
Bears
right here, people can
beats
see you, and you can
Battlestar
talk.
Battlestar Galactica.
If you don't want to be on camera, that's okay, too, though. Derek said that he just dumped a bunch of images onto our Facebook Messenger. We'll be sure to post a bunch of them. We'll do another article about it. Yeah, Cooties, Brent, definitely check it out. It's on Hulu right now. Randomly, it came out in, like, 2015, and it feels like the kind of movie that totally could have had a sequel, but I just don't think it was successful enough. The cast is fucking stacked,
since
though.
I've never heard of it, probably not.
It's got Elijah Wood. It's got Rainn Wilson. It's got, oh man, her last name's Pill, and she's been in quite a bit of stuff. I can't think of Sarah, maybe Sarah Pill. And then it has the guy that, did you guys ever watch 30 Rock?
Yeah.
You know, the guy that's like the assistant that's kind of like backwoods and kind of dumb.
On the show, I don't know his name.
On the show, I can't think of his real name, but he's in it, and then there's a couple other like pretty funny actors in it. It was a really good movie. I dug it.
Nice.
Rebecca, stop
talking. There's a character that constantly tells this lady to stop talking when she's not talking, and at the very end, she's like, hey, could you slow down and explain this? He's all, Rebecca, please shut up. She's all, okay, that time I was talking. Like, it was like a weird ongoing joke through the movie, so...
I approve.
You approve?
Sounds good.
Anybody else? Anything else?
I've literally done nothing but edit.
Yeah.
It was a weird week. I was at work all the time. Alicia's dad fell.
a lot of weird
stuff. It's been a weird week, yeah.
How about you guys? Anything else from you all?
Hey, tell us some shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Harry Wizard.
If you have any questions about giant dwarfism, yes.
I am the go-to for that,
you
apparently.
Call this hotline.
970-573-6148.
Giant dwarfism.
So we're going to go through all the things we like to do at every fourth episode. Be sure to check out our website at www.totlb.com. You can find us at Facebook. Obviously, you're on Facebook right now, but facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. Twitter, Instagram, or Twitch at Outside Long Box. You can call us at 970-573-6148. I did that right. Holy shit. And, of course, we want to put this out. Derek, you're one of the people that's done this already, so you don't need to do it again. But you can if you want. If you're a creator, we would love to talk to you. We like talking to people that make comic books, movies, television, whatever it is that you're involved in. If you're excited about it, pro wrestling, come on the show. Who gives a shit? We will talk to you. If you're in a band that's alive, we've already done that before. we'll talk.
If you're a comedian.
No, more comedians.
It's been a while. I just had to bring it up.
Yeah.
Ashton's in the room, so I had to like talk shit at least once.
But if you're a creator, hit us up. The easiest way to do that is to get into our emails, thinkingoutsidethelongbox.
Getting into our DMs?
Yeah, slip right into those DMs.
They're wide open.
Thinkingoutsidethelongbox@gmail.com.
No. Just outside the long box.
Outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. That's where you'll get a hold of Juan. Juan will set you up for some time when we can interview. We'll have you on the show. I mean, as you can see, the amount of content we're putting out, your show will be like its own thing at this point,
yep.
Like the way we're doing it. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the new format. You know, these little episodes run a little bit longer than our half an hour, but for the most part, we're doing two episodes a week. So this is the end of a recording session. That's why it says episode 130 when you only have episode 126 in our stream. But be sure to go to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever it is.
Wherever you listen.
Subscribe and subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss a single episode. And finally, go to our YouTube at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube where we have even more content. Juan's reviews in the car. Things from San Diego and Denver Pop Culture Con all coming out right now in video. I think the latest, coolest thing that we have right now is my interview with Chris Pranosky from Titmouse.
Sherilyn Kenyon came out today. I just haven't announced.
My bad.
Sherilyn
Kenyon came out today. I just haven't had a chance to look at it. So with that said, I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
No,
that's only at the beginning.
And this has been an episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box that I hope you enjoyed. Bye.
A dwarf giant retrospective.
Woo!
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.